some of your reaction on Twitter this morning. Naomi says, Stephen, you're going to get fired this morning after this interview with the BBC. Naomi, no, I'm not. Because, and I often say this, and I'll say it to the day I die, the absolutely beautiful, pure thing about the BBC is that I can conduct an interview like that with the BBC and they are treated exactly the same as anybody else. So that just doesn't happen, Naomi. You say the Northern Ireland politicians are evasive, says another tweet. Your employers are raising the bar in evasion. Eamon Malley, BBC exec, nailed an issue of whether they discuss locally the exclusion of Northern Ireland parties from the national election debate. Jim Wilson. Morning to you, Jim.
Morning, Stephen.
So, your reaction to what you've just heard?
Well, I listened and very eloquently put by your friend in the BBC, but you know, you can butter up any way you want, but what you're getting from the BBC and all sections of anti-British people out there who go against the unionist community here, my community feels constantly chipping and chipping and chipping. They're now we can't even be involved in a debate about the country that we live in. We're part of this British Commonwealth and all the rest of it, but are we getting the same levels of respect? No, we're not. Margaret Thatcher once said we're British essentially. Well, then why are we not involved in the debate? You know, constantly.
Rick Bailey will tell you, the BBC will tell you that they will ensure the audience in the rest of the UK will have an opportunity to see the BBC Northern Ireland debate.
But we are the UK too. Why not? You know, if you've got a party that's as the fourth biggest party, why should it not be represented when you've got parties there that have only got one or two representatives? You know, so you can make as many excuses as you like, but what it boils down to, and when you said earlier on when you started this conversation, that people here were very, very annoyed and upset, and we are, because constantly all we seem to see from programmes that the Britishness of what we are is getting taken away from us.
Well, you can't say this is the BBC being anti-British if Sinn Féin are excluded too.
But Stephen, listen. Sinn Féin...
They're equally as aggrieved.
But Stephen, Sinn Féin do not take their seats up in Parliament. So, OK, they have a right as much as anyone has to be involved in that debate. But the point about it is, our representatives go there as part of the United Kingdom and Great Britain. So why are we not part of it? Now, you can butter it up any way you want, but see, when you boil it down once again you boil it down to what... you have a community here that feels that everything is being taken away from them. And where you could maybe give them something to make them feel the way they did with Scotland. And whenever Scotland were going through the debate about independence, and people went up there and
but hold on,
everything
Jim.
At Scotland.
Jim, fair enough.
Finished, Stephen. But they went and done everything to try and get Scotland to stay within the United Kingdom. What do they do to Northern Ireland people? They turn around and say, there's a slap in the face. You're not involved in the debate because you're not British.
Jim, fair enough. That's your view. But let's just be realistic here. The debate between Miliband and Cameron and Clegg, right? The Northern Ireland issues aren't in that. We're not going to be voting for people in Northern Ireland based on the difference between Clegg and Cameron and Miliband. It's completely different. You know
Stephen,
that.
Our
issues, our reasons for voting in Northern
Stephen,
Ireland are different.
Real about this. We may well be holding the balance of power within the Conservatives and the Labour government. We may be holding the balance of power, so why would we not want to be involved in something that is going to be pertinent to what the political representatives are going
our
to do?
Our main election issues in Northern Ireland are not going to be about Miliband and Clegg and Cameron.
The issues here will not be about that, but the bigger issues would be, because the bigger issues that affect England, Scotland and Wales affect Northern Ireland.
Okay.
As simple as that.
Here's another Jim. Thank you, Jim. Here's another Jim. Good morning.
Hello.
Go ahead. Hey.
Yeah, well, look, I agree with Jim Wilson to a degree there, because the actual issues that our party should be also on national television, if you want to call it that, debating are the ones of welfare reform, unemployment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they definitely should agree with Nigel as well that the mechanism is flawed. As Jim says, it's anti-British. I think it's actually anti-Irish, because it's a case of, in this case, no Irish need apply. To be on these big debates. Your spokesperson, Bailey, what? I think, was from...
That's not true. That's not true, because there's going to be a Northern Ireland debate, and that debate will be available across the UK.
Yes, and but like you say, in micro form, you know, it won't be on with the big debates that will be national. It will have the big audiences, etc. Certainly, like you say, I play our Parliament, BBC Northern Ireland, whatever, you know. But that's a different model from actually participating, like, you know, face to face with Cameron Clegg, Miliband, etc., which I think the DUP should be allowed to. I'm not a DUP.
Should the DUP
supporter.
Be allowed to any more than Sinn Féin or the SDLP or the Alliance Party?
No, absolutely all of them. I mean, all of them.
Well, then
be.
You've got about 14 different parties in the debate.
But did you hear what what Mr. Bailey actually said? He let it slip. He said he was worried about the proportion of English people could vote for those parties. Now, he said that that's his words, not mine. So it shows you that is totally what's in their mind. Or the 50-odd million people, English people, are more important than the rest in Scotland, but particularly in Northern Ireland, obviously, because we're being excluded in this one.
It's not a question of more important.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is. Of course it is. Because that's where
it's a question of the politics in Northern Ireland being different. Is what Rick Bailey would,
yes and no, but
is
look,
what the BBC would answer, would suggest.
Jim Wilson also said, and what he said was true, either the DUP or the SDLP could form part of a coalition government. And elections are about electing government, not simply electing parties, because individuals can take, you know, an individual could be part of a government. So it's about electing a government. Now, if the potential for the DUP and the SDLP are to be part of a coalition government, then they should be allowed into the debate.
Okay.
And, you know.
Listen, thank you. 08459-555-678. We'll take another couple of calls, then we'll move on from this. But the news this morning from this interview with the chief political advisor for the BBC, Rick Bailey, is that the BBC hasn't decided yet on what platform the Northern Ireland debate will be shown throughout the rest of the UK. So that does leave the BBC open at the moment to be deciding to show that on the Parliament channel, which would have, relatively speaking, a minuscule exposure compared to the national debates. It does leave the BBC open to putting it on, for example, the BBC News Channel, which, relatively speaking, means it could have a minimal exposure compared to the national debate that the rest of the UK will be able to partake in. Also, the BBC have refused to be drawn on whether any of the senior managers in BBC Northern Ireland were consulted before this decision was taken. So as a programme, what we're now going to do is we're going to go to BBC Northern Ireland and ask the BBC Northern Ireland management team whether they were consulted before this decision in England was centrally taken. And we'll see if we can bring you an answer to that. Here's Ian. Morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Stephen. How you doing?
Go ahead, Ian.
A couple of points. First of all, I'm not aware if you realise that the Green Party is not a UK party. The Green Party in England is totally different to the Green Party in Scotland.
Well, there are links and there are affiliations and there are similarities in policy. So, yes, there is a different leader here, but the two parties are certainly linked.
Okay. And, of course, the more I listen to the commentators and watch the TV, I'm beginning to get paranoid and a chip on my shoulder. It looks more and more like an England-only election.
OK, and thank you. Robert in Belfast. Morning, Robert.
Good morning. I'd like to say Rick Bailey, speaking as one of the managers of the hierarchy of the BBC, Stephen, should have all the political parties on the national platform, because for the one simple reason, does Rick Bailey not understand that all the political parties and all their supporters and voters pay TV licences?
Well, and he has said that what the BBC's role to do, Robert, is to ensure due impartiality across its election coverage, and it will take into account both the UK-wide and the Northern Ireland debates.
Well, what I can't understand, Stephen, I heard you saying there were too many political parties. The BBC operates 7 days a week. Can they not put on programmes every evening about all the political parties on the national platform?
It's about who is on the one debate. That's what this is about, Robert. Who is on that one election debate programme on BBC One? That's what this comes down to.
But the Senate can't have enough room for to put all the political parties around the one table. There's seven days in a week, Stephen. So could they not put them over different days?
OK. Robert, thank you. Morning to you.